All right, guys, so we're going to talk about Disney's Halloween price hikes, and they are scary. They are scary.
Yeah, that's the part of the Halloween that's scary at Disney. Not the parade, not the event, just the pricing.
We're going to talk about Disney's scary price increases, then we're going to talk about, I guess, how some Disney adults are going into debt to bankroll all of this.
We've talked about this at length. There's another article that we're going to talk about that just came out, once again, talking about how people are going crazy and going into debt to go down to Disney World. And it's not getting better because Disney just keeps jacking the prices on everything. They keep raising tickets, raising, you know, hotel prices. Right now they have sale, but food prices, souvenir prices, everything. And these after-hour special ticketed events like Not So Scary Halloween or the Christmas Party just keep climbing, far, far, far outpacing inflation. It is insane. Halloween pricing for the Not So Scary Halloween Party in 2 years has gone up $50.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this because I think we can see a difference. And you know, we have been talking about Disney quite a bit on this channel because we are people who were full-time Disney influencers. Basically, we went to Disney. We covered Disney. We've been to Disney more times than we can count. And there's a definite difference between, I think, Disney even pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. And, you know, Disney has never been cheap, but it has never felt more unaffordable, I think, than it is now. And then we're also looking at everything else going on in the country right now with gas prices and everything else. And I just think middle America, like normal people aren't going to go. So they're going to lean into this like super fan group.
Well, it's funny you mentioned about gas prices because people are talking about costing hundreds of dollars to fill their trucks up and stuff like that. And they just can't can't afford it with the gas prices. They can't afford it to drive down. I mean, one of the things that took out Spirit Airlines was the gas got too expensive. Yeah. Now you don't even have a cheap way to get down there. For a lot of people, they would just hop on their Spirit and go down. Now that's, you know, through the roof and prices of flights and things like that. It just, people can't afford to go. And, you know, Disney goes on about, well, supply and demand. And I'm like, well, it's supply and here's the hand. Because you know what? People don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's just it. So one of the first things to go whenever, you know, your budget gets a little tight and people are stretched thin is you know, a luxury trip to Disney World. And Disney also went through this, you know, during 9/11, post 9/11. They canceled some hotels. You know, they had to offer all kinds of incentives for people to come down. We're starting to see that again. But unfortunately, the Not So Scary Halloween Party is not one of those things that you're going to get a discount on. So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And we are both sick. So
yes.
COVID again, speaking of Disney.
Well, we haven't had it for... I mean, I haven't had it since 2022. You had it once, a couple years
ago. I didn't
know
I had it second time.
So, yeah, it's not like we get it all the time.
No.
We get sick a lot, though, but that's another story.
That came from Disney, actually, when we got it really bad last time.
I think it was Spirit Airlines, honestly. But that's another story.
RIP Spit Airlines. Hey, yeah. If you guys would like more, if you want to help support the channel, we do not do a lot of live streams over here. We don't do the super chat thing. So check out more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for more episodes and content you will not find over here on YouTube. So let's talk about this then. So you want to go with the Not So Scary Halloween pricing and then we'll talk
they got released today. So what happened is Disney does this thing where their tickets come out for those who have reservations at their hotels or Swan and Dolphin or Shades of Green. They put the prices out today. So the prices came out today for what the party is. Now, I went and brought down what the prices were for you to see, but I also gave you the pricing from last year and then how much it increased since 2024. The price hikes last year, I think, were higher, but when you compare the 2 years, it's ridiculous. So, most of the dates went up at least $10. One day went up $5, but almost all of them went up at least 10. A couple stayed the same. Now, what Disney does is they're like, well, it starts at $119 and we haven't changed that. It's like, yeah, but they don't tell you is they literally only have 2 days that are $119. It was like that last year too. They won't take that $119 away. Because they know that then people are going to be screaming. But they're thinking, oh, they didn't raise prices. They do. Because what they do is they leave those two low date prices in there. And then they raise everything else up across the board. So you're going to significantly pay more than you would have last year. No, you know, for almost every night you would go to this event. Right. So they're going to make tons more money. And then Halloween, they raised it $30 last year, $20 this year. So it's up to $50 more than what it was in 2024.
Yeah. So, and then it's even more stark. You look at 2019, you had me pull up the 2019 pre-pandemic prices. And in 2019, I knew I wasn't misremembering this. 2019 was $79 to $135 per adult.
Right, and kids got a deal. They don't do that anymore. Everybody's same price now.
Yeah, I mean, we first started going, I think it was average, like what, like $70 or something per cent. It wasn't a whole
Yeah, it
lot.
wasn't terrible. It was 60 something. I think it was like 67 something.
And
Yeah.
it didn't feel like a ripoff then, because actually the nice thing about it back then, and when I'm talking back then, I'm talking, 15 years ago or whatever, but you actually did get Magic Kingdom to yourself. Now it doesn't feel like it's any different than any other day at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, they say it's supposed to be low crowds, but I beg to
No.
differ a lot of times.
No.
And then you're not they're not adding anything. They're not adding any. I'm sure they're getting the candy dirt cheap because they have a deal. They're
Right.
not adding anything other than like a Stitch dance party this year. But there's always was a dance party there, so it doesn't change anything. There's no added value to any of it. So you're just paying more for getting the exact same thing you got last time.
Oh God. Okay, so this is a side story. You know which story this is. That dance party.
Oh,
So
yeah.
we're at the yeah, so we're at the Not So Scary Halloween party. Oh my God, this is probably 10 years
Well, now
ago, and
remember, for this party, you're allowed to get in like at 4 o'clock, even though the party doesn't technically start till 7. So people are allowed to be in the park until like around 7, they start kicking you out. We were part of the party, so you guys were in there. We were already in.
So anyway, we're just standing in Tomorrowland and this Monsters Inc. dance party literally just like materializes around us. Like they're moving the monsters in, they're moving the equipment in. Next thing I know, like Sully's over there twerking next to me. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, because you and our son were standing there because our daughter and I were on Space Mountain,
Space Mountain,
and
yeah.
you're waiting for us to come out. And I come out, and there's just party dance party going on, and you're
Yeah.
standing in the middle of it.
I'm
I'm
like
like,
standing
what
in all this
the
part. I'm like, it just like appeared out of nowhere. It was like a college campus. I'm just like standing there minding my own business, waiting for my wife, and here comes the dance party, and here comes Sully twerking. I'm
Well, here's
like,
the thing. If it'd been me out there, I've been dancing with them. You just stand there like an idiot. I love you.
was like an idiot. I was like a dignified adult at the kids'
Oh, I
Halloween
have no
party.
dignity. I don't care. I'll shake it down. I'll show Sully how to twerk. Anyway,
Oh, God.
I have no dignity. No, okay, that's not true. But anyway, so you can see the prices here. They have about the same number of nights as they had before. I just tried to give like similar nights to show you comparisons. A couple nights didn't change, but most all of them went up. Like if you look here, in August, you have up $10, up $15. Go down to September, it starts creeping up even more. Scroll down, you can see like it's gone up. Some of these nights are like $169, $174 is up 15, $179 is up 20 from last year. So it's up totally 30 since 2024 for both years combined. And it keeps going up and up. And at the bottom, you get to Halloween, and Halloween's gone up $50. A lot of them have gone up
That's crazy.
$35 in 2 years. Now,
Yeah.
even by inflation, $10 after 2 years might be a fair, it's not even $10, it's like $8, something like that. That'd be a fair ask. $10, okay. $50 increase in 2 years. And the ticket was, so that means it was like $179 or something in 2024, and now it's, $229. Said,
Yeah.
last year was 200, I think 209, and then this year it went up to 229
That's insane. You don't really
for
get
one
much. It,
person, guys. That's for one person plus tax.
and beyond that, it's like it's really an either or thing. Either you do the party stuff or you ride the rides. You can't really do both.
You have to come back
So
multiple nights, yeah.
is it worth an extra $200 a person to go get some candy you can buy from Walmart? Like literally, it's not, you're not even getting full size bars.
No, I mean, if you're
It's Disney World. Why don't you get full size bars?
I mean, the other argument I would make, I know it should be at that price. They do give you a lot, though. The argument I would make, one thing that justifies it is that if you don't go to the park, if you don't visit the Magic Kingdom park at all, and you just go to the after hours, and the crowds are lighter sometimes, especially in like the earlier parties, August, early September, you probably could make better use of your money and time just to make that your trip to Magic Kingdom. But you have to give up either rides or the shows.
Yeah.
So you have to pick one or the other. But if you wanted to do that for rides, you might get a better deal and then get some free candy out of it. But you're allowed to come in early. I think it's like 4, and the party goes from 7 to midnight. So you'd get technically 8 hours of lower wait times, and no one's really allowed to use the lightning lanes. I mean, let's say change that. I know sometimes they did use lightning lanes. It would depend. But if they don't have the lightning lanes, you're allowed, then the lines won't take as long. And so you can get through things, and it might be a better use of your money to go to one of these nights, just to go ride rides and get it for like a relatively cheaper price. But honestly, I love the party. It's one of my favorite things. I just think their prices are too high.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's like I can't even justify it anymore. I mean, it's I used to tell people you really couldn't put a price on it. Like it was, if you could afford to go make the memories with your kids, and you know, you're not gonna regret it, right? But now I really have to push pause on that because I'm like, no, you're gonna regret it when you have a $12,000 vacation bill.
Yeah, because it wasn't that bad. I
No, it
mean,
used to,
when
you
our
could
kids
go
were
for a
little,
couple thousand.
kids would go for free. Like, if you
Yeah.
had two adults paying, kids would go for free. So any kid under 9 got in for free and everything else, or got, you know, so it wasn't that bad. And now you can't do anything without spending like 6,000 bucks. It's insane.
Yeah, they're saying the average trip, and we're not even talking like a good trip. We're talking just get in the gate and eat the quick service and whatever. We're talking $5,000 to $6,000 for a family of four. Easy, easy.
Even just to go out for 2 or 3 days, it's going to cost you thousands. It's insane. And Disney does not back off. They will not back off the price hikes. It's gonna, you'd think by now it'd bite them in the ass, but it hasn't, because you got Disney adults who are glad, happy isn't happy to pay this amount of money. It's like, why are you, I
Yeah.
mean, I guess if you have it, go ahead. It just, to me, it seems pointless. And I love Disney, don't get me wrong. Like, I want the parks to be good again. I love the parks. I love to go back. I love the cast members. I love it. That being said, I think the pricing is was ridiculous.
So you sent me this article from the New Yorker talking about the prices,
Yeah,
and
like the one chick they talked about. Yeah, she got this girl here. She had $15,000 when she started school as a freshman. She kept going to Disney so many times. She had $5 left. Then she got the college program. She said her salary after Disney took her rent and housing was $400 a week. And she still spent, ran up $1,000 on her car, her credit card in a semester buying shit that her parents had to pay for.
it's always a
Buying
fallback.
food and merch.
It's
So
always a
after
fallback,
you work all week for them, and after they take your housing, you get to keep 400 of it.
A lot of my money went straight back to Disney, she said. Yeah, she also spent more than what she
It's
was
a
earning.
company
Yeah,
store.
it is a company store. And that's actually, yeah, it's funny because I think I talked about this in another video. That was what Walt wanted Epcot to be originally, was the World of Tomorrow. But it was basically you could people watch. You could take the monorail and go watch all the little Disney workers in their houses using all the Disney appliances and the Disney whatever, whoever they had to deal with, and it was like a people zoo. And he was cool with that. And
No,
some
it's
of the
people pulled him aside and were like, you can't do that
they're like,
here.
Walt, that's ridiculous. And no, that's what he wanted, but thank God they did not do that.
No, but this is, I mean, but it's still like a people's zoo, because you go down there and watch all kinds of people. But they're talking about how, you know, the Letting Tree article, we talked about that before, where 2,000 Americans found that almost a quarter of them had gone into debt to go on the
Yeah.
trip. They said Gen Zs are very likely to go into debt to go on a trip, because they want that nostalgia and all that stuff. And it makes sense too, because these are the same kids that, you know, on TikTok, they were buying everything someone advertised them on TikTok, because they're very susceptible to this.
That's the thing. Like, I've never heard of like half the bands and stuff that our kids are into, and I'm like, I bet they're from TikTok. I'm like, oh my God, yes, they are. Like, that's where they came. Like, it then Arjun, back in my day, it was MTV.
Hey, no, be fair though. A lot of people that were popular in our day are popular now because of TikTok.
That is true. There are some bands have kind of found their like second wind or whatever with, I think that's kind of funny. But yeah, Gen Z, it's kind of weird because I didn't think Gen Z liked Disney as much as they do, but I think they want that park experience. But the problem is the parks cost so much more now than they used to. But I think it's also like it's one of the last bits of like, I guess, analog retro entertainment that we have going to a theme park. We don't have malls anymore. Theaters aren't quite what they used to be. People are trying to come back to theaters, but they're not quite what they used to be. And so now people are like, okay, let's go to the theme parks. I'm like, yeah, well, the theme parks cost freaking 10
Well,
times as
I
much as they
mean,
used to.
a lot of the expenses, the hotel and travel, but a lot of people who live in Orlando can't even afford to go to Disney. I mean, Universal too, if they're being fair, unless they have annual passes that they could break up before, because you're allowed, if you're a Florida resident, you can break it up and pay monthly.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying monthly for an annual pass, a lot of people can't go all the time because the tickets are ridiculous.
And then that's, you know, with the situation with travel right now, travel expenses, then like Spirit Airlines going out, that Spirit's how we used to get down most of the time, because we have it's La Trobe Airport. They used to go to Orlando and back every day. It was like taking a bus, and now RIP Spirit. So, so much for that. But anyway, it was basically just the Waffle House.
Keep going down. I mean, they're talking about different people, like, you know.
$70,000 loan to go to Disney.
Yeah, seven. I thought it said 7,000.
70, I think.
Oh, are you serious? $70,000 loan?
$70,000 loan for Disneyland trips.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
That
is insane. That's a couple of cars, okay? That's just to go to Disney.
I'm talking about AJ ever spent to go to Disney back in the day. That's funny. AJ's a Disney food blog.
Yeah, I can believe it, though, because, I mean, we used to cover it. We wouldn't have done what we did if we didn't have – we had, like, different travel sponsors and stuff to offset the cost, because it was – even if you're making money on blogging or videos or whatever, it is so damn expensive that, like, you have to make a ridiculous amount of money to be able to go there all the time.
Yeah, and they're talking about Disney single-day tickets now surpassing $200. Yeah. I know that next year they haven't even hit the holiday times next year, and they're already ridiculous. And I don't want Disney smoking. Like, people don't have it, and they try to go after other countries too, but I don't think they have it either.
Wow, this sounds really quaint now. So this is AJ Wolf when she first started, but she said, yeah, when she first started going to Disney, she took more than 10 Disney trips in 5 years and went $17,000 into debt. Oh, now that's like one trip now. I need to go to a space where I wouldn't have to think and I was willing to pay for it.
Well, it's true. You go down there and we call it Disney brain, because you just don't pay attention to anything going on around you. Like, outside of Disney, nothing happens. Like, there's nothing else but Disney parks. And it's like all the stuff's going on in the world. And then and money in your head is completely different. Like, you know, any other place, you'd be like, I'm not paying $6 for one damn cupcake. You know, but you go there and it's $6. That's a bargain. You know, it's the you'll go drop on one sit down meal what people pay for groceries in a month.
Yeah, it is crazy. Your perception of money, like, the money doesn't mean as much when you're there, because it's just like it's Mickey money, right? Seriously, it's like, yeah, oh, $6 is a great deal for a little round bottle of Coca-Cola, even though you could buy you know, a six pack anywhere else for it. Now, Disneyland was great because I could actually walk downtown, go to like the CVS or whatever they had, you know, pick up stuff, bring it back to the hotel room. But you can do that in Disney World. They want to keep you in the bubble. They don't want you going outside, because, like, wait a second, there's like a McDonald's right outside, and it's like a third of the price of
here's the thing, though. People used to have stuff sent in, like, you used to order stuff and have it brought in, and they don't let you do that now. Like, they keep blocking stuff. You know, you have to get like an Uber or take your car, go out to the Walmart and come back in. Like, you can't just, like, it used to be you could have stuff delivered, but you can't do that now a lot of times. It's ridiculous. But they're talking about how much money people spend, and it's insane.
The Disney credit cards, and they're basically appealing to...
Well, Disney credit cards work really well if, there's a big caveat, you can make a lot of money and people get a lot of discounts off their trips, but you have to pay it off every month. So what people do is they get the Disney Visa, different cards with rewards, and then they put, like, their monthly bills on it. And then when they get paid, they just pay all those monthly bills off, so that they get to keep all the points. As long as you have no balance, it's worth it. But if you have a balance in that thing, the interest sucks and it's going to do you no good.
Just FYI. It's about how basically everybody's just like throwing Disney trips on credit cards. $5,000. I'm like, dude, you got off easy.
Yeah. Until you pay interest and stuff, that's going to be way higher.
Oh, no, here is 100% what they said. Yeah. Davidson said she spends more spontaneously in Disney parks than in the real world. At home, I worry about the price of groceries. I worry about the price of gas. I will not spend $20 on a coffee, she told me. Conversely, when you're not in reality, a $20 coffee isn't a real coffee.
It's a magical coffee.
A Disney coffee. $20 coffee? Where the hell is she getting coffee at? It's $20.
I don't know where she gets, because even Starbucks isn't $20.
The cup or something? Is it the cup it comes in? Another teacher I spoke with who lives in Florida expressed a similar sentiment. There's real life money, and then there's Disney money. And when you're in the Disney bubble, it's like your regular money doesn't exist.
Why are all these teachers down there? I'm like, come on.
Let's see here. The Florida teacher asked to remain anonymous for fear of judgment from her relatives, said that she is still paying off Disney World annual passes she had purchased on a credit card 2 years ago. I kind of hate that we did it that way, but the memories are kind of worth it. They were. I don't know if they are now. It said Disney has engineered an ecosystem of financial entanglement that goes far deeper than park tickets or merchandise, which keeps the magic and the debt perpetually compounding. So they want you in debt. Last year, while on a Disney cruise with her husband and children, Jay Dale, a 37-year-old who lives in England, bought a membership to the Disney Vacation Club, a timeshare program. She declined to share the exact cost. It's expensive. But she said that contractually her family has 10 years to pay it off. So far, she's been paying around $300 or $400 monthly. She said her goal is to overpay with each payment. So basically, she's paying rent to Disney like forever. That's
What it is then you have like points that you can go down and stay every year. But you know, they live in the UK. That's an awful lot of expense to come over every year.
Well, they give them better deals too. Which is
they do
crazy.
Get better deals. They get money off of the Halloween party. It's like 10 bucks off, I think, for annual pass holders and DVC members. And you get like, you know, you can get if you're a DVC member, you can get the annual passes on 12 monthly payments and things like that. Yeah.
So her account is I only work to pay for Disney on TikTok. Oh. I only work to pay for Disney. You never pay off the Disney debt. You don't understand. And then if you... They own your soul if you wind up being an influencer, too.
They said she jokes on having enough money for a trip with a man saying, we're going to do it anyway. And that's what everybody keeps doing. I keep seeing, you know, it's like, you know, don't have any money. I'm still going. And it's like, oh, boy. Yeah.
So they said that some people do it because they're trying to, like, you know, recover their childhoods that they missed or whatever. It's like, I just like Disney. I didn't do it for that because I used to go to Disneyland. When I was a kid, you went to Disney World.
I went to Disney World, Disneyland. Yes, all the time.
For me, it was more when we went about going with our kids. But then the problem is I think we got them used to going all the time. So now they want to go all the time. It's like, yeah, it's not as cheap as it used to be.
No, it's nowhere near. And then, like I said, but it's far outpacing inflation, which we talked numerous times. But now, like in 2 years, guys, 2 years, the Disney tickets for Halloween party, like if you go on Halloween night, $50 more. $10 at the most would be the inflation for two. So $5 a year. Yeah. $50. That's 10 times what it should cost.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane. But that's the thing. Like, why, you know, people are like, you know, they keep raising their prices. Why do they keep raising their prices? Because they get away with it because the super fans are willing to basically take out a second mortgage.
Then let them do it, I guess.
Then let them do it. I mean,
I think everybody should go at least once if they want to go. But you have to understand, whatever you plan for your financials to go, add at least 10%, 20% more to it. Whatever you think it's going to cost, add more. You can always put the money away to something else when you come back. You know, you can always be like, okay, I saved up. I thought it would be three. I saved up like four. And then I came back and I still had that $1,000. Well, I can put it in something else. But I guarantee you, you're going to think it's three. And between now and the time you go, they're going to raise stuff or do things. And by the time you get down there and you're going to realize how much more expensive stuff is than you thought, you're going to easily come back spending that $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And but they want you. I mean, they even have their own Disney credit cards. They want you in debt. You spend money in the parks. And they give you perks to spend more money with it. Yeah, it's just this never-ending cycle. Anyway, this is – and Disney can – maybe Disney engineered COVID to get people to stop thinking about how much money they're spending.
No,
and that's why it's so rampant in Florida.
He's kidding, obviously. I have to say that because some dumbass will be like,
I ain't got conspiracy theories about Disney and COVID. I was like, shut the fuck up. No, anyway. I'm just saying – people don't think and they turn their brains off and they think that the place is totally safe and secure and money doesn't
nothing
mean
bad
anything.
Happens and that's not
nothing
true.
Bad happens.
Still gotta watch your kids.
Nobody can get eaten by an alligator in Disney. That has never happened before. And it's horrible, but we've seen it firsthand, the Disney bubble thing. But I think a lot of these people just anything associated with Disney, they're not like living in reality, I think, sometimes. And I get, you know, the world kind of is a shithole right now and you want to go someplace, you know, where you think it's safe or whatever, but it's.
Yeah, I buy toys. I can't say much of anything, but you know.
Pleasure Island is what it is.
There was a Pleasure Island, but it's gone. But I used to, you know, I mean, I was guilty. I go down there and I buy all kinds of crap. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a mousetrap. They talk about the mousetrap. Once they get you in there and they want to keep you on their property. They don't like you leaving. They don't want you looking over at Universal. That's the dark place. We don't go over there. You stay here and spend all your money with Mickey. All of your money and then some. Mm-hmm. All right, we gotta wrap this up.
Yes, because a while ago.
All right, please subscribe and we'll talk later.
Bye.